Praise be Jesus and Mary. Today we have a kind of unique celebration where we celebrate the birth of one of the saints in the liturgical year. Usually we celebrate the death, that is, their birth into eternal life. But instead today with St. John the Baptist, we celebrate his birth into this world. And really, when we're talking about St. John the Baptist, there's not a whole lot of difference because he was already sanctified in his mother's womb through the mediation of Our Lady, Our Lord, of course, present in his mother's womb. Our Lady makes her visit to St. Elizabeth, and St. John the Baptist leaps in the womb of St. Elizabeth. The Church understands that at that moment, St. John was filled with the Holy Spirit, cleansed of original sin, and already made a saint, and already given his mission to announce the Redeemer, to be the herald of the great King. And so we have all of this extraordinary phenomena surrounding the birth of St. John the Baptist, and he is a man not of this world. He comes into this world, and already as a young boy, he takes flight into the desert to live as a hermit and to despise all that the world has to offer to him for the sake of Christ, his Redeemer. And so when the time finally comes, his Redeemer comes to him for baptism, and we already know how holy St. John was. The crowd was ready to proclaim him the Messiah. But instead, in humility, he says, "I'm not worthy to unfasten the sandals of his feet. And who am I that you should come to me to be baptized?" But then, in holy obedience, he baptizes the Savior. And then that's the moment for Christ to increase and himself to decrease. So all of this can be applied in one way or another to our own lives, that as Christians, followers of Christ, we can be in the world, okay, if that's our vocation, but no Christian should be of the world, okay? Like St. John the Baptist, we should take flight from all of the wickedness and poison and basically everything that leads to sin that we find in the world. We should often take refuge in a church or in our own rooms, if that's the case, or at some place of retreat to spend time in solitude, penance, and prayer, asking graces from God. And we too should proclaim the Christ with our lives, by our words, okay, when prudent, and especially by our example. And by this, Christ will increase and we will decrease. St. John the Baptist, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Christus.